Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, this month of November is Prematurity Awareness Month. This is the month that the March of Dimes reminds us all that it's so important to make sure that every baby is carried to full term, is born healthy, and that means putting the focus not just on infant health, but on maternal health as well. Joining us right now to talk more about this and to tell us about the health report card that's out today is the president and CEO of the March of Dimes, Stacy Stewart. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the findings in this year's report card.
Absolutely. Well, the March of Dimes is the leading organization fighting for the health of all moms and babies, and every year we issue a report card as sort of a status update on maternal and infant health in the U.S. As you may know, the U.S. has been facing for a number of years an ongoing maternal and infant health crisis. And in 2020, it's even gotten worse. In fact, today we are considered one of the most dangerous developed nations in the world in which to give birth. We have too many moms that are dying as a result of pregnancy and childbirth, too many babies that are being born too sick and too soon or born prematurely, and they're not able to see their first birthday. And we certainly are seeing that in this year's report, where for the fifth year in a row, we now have a preterm birth rate of 10.2%. That's an increase for 5 years in a row. It is 10.2% over in the U.S. overall, but in Michigan, it's just slightly higher at 10.3%. The one thing that we call attention to in this report, as we've done in previous reports, is that the health disparity ratio between Black babies, Black moms, and others is far higher, where the preterm birth rate among Black babies is at 14.6%. That's 60% higher than the rate as compared to all other women, which is exceptionally disturbing. And in fact, in Detroit, the rate is even higher than it is for Black women among the state. In Detroit, the overall preterm birth rate is 15.2%. And it has gotten worse and is considered one of the worst states, one of the worst cities in the whole country with respect to premature birth. So we have a lot of work to do to change the direction in terms of maternal and infant health outcomes in this country, all around the country, and especially in the state of Michigan and especially in Detroit.
I guess so. And it's got to be frustrating because it feels like this work has been ongoing for a number of years. What do we do differently now, Stacy?
Yes, we've been working on this for a long time. But I think one of the things that we've got to understand is that we are still failing too many women and too many babies in this country. You know, the good thing about Michigan, and I'm really proud of this, is that the state has really expanded Medicaid and extended Medicaid for women beyond the 60 days after they have the baby. This is really important. I think a lot of people don't understand that in this country, over 40% of all babies are born and covered by Medicaid at the time that they're born. So Medicaid has a huge influence on health outcomes for moms and babies. But what we also have to look at is the fact that many of these birth outcomes are determined not during pregnancy, but even before the woman is pregnant. So if a woman is a little bit older when she's having a baby, if she has chronic health challenges like hypertension or diabetes, if she is experiencing obesity, she may be putting herself and her baby at greater risk at the time that the baby is born. And so one of the things that we have to do is make sure that we are focusing on expanding health coverage for women before they're pregnant and giving them the resources and the tools and the support and the information they need and manage their health before they're pregnant, during pregnancy, and even after the baby has come.
So important and such an important message, especially with tomorrow being World Prematurity Day. Anything being done this year, obviously with COVID this year, everything is so different. We haven't had the same events around here that we usually do for March of Dimes. What's going on to mark World Prematurity Day?
Well, we want everybody to wear purple, for one thing, and also sign up at marchofdimes.org to become a maternal and infant health advocate. That is really important. We just had some very important elections. We are sending new members of Congress or returning members of Congress to their jobs in January. We need to demand that when they go to work in Washington, that they are going to be standing for the health of moms and babies, passing legislation in our hashtag blanket change agenda, which is on our website at marchofdimes.org. We call for a set of policy solutions to make sure that we can reverse this trend that we're seeing. That's really important. It's also really important to ask state elected officials to take action, and many state elected officials have with the expansion of Medicaid. To the extent that there's more that we need to do for women in rural areas, to make sure that they have access to care, but also in urban areas as well. Cities like Detroit and Flint and Saginaw, all these areas need high quality health care and need facilities and health care providers who are trained to help women manage their health before they're pregnant, manage their diabetes, manage their hypertension. We need women to understand the importance of this so that they can have healthier pregnancies and their babies can be healthy as well.
Really important information. Stacey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.